When I think of September, believe it or not, I think of songs. I'm kind of a song person, a music person. I have a lot of music in my life. And I think of three songs that come into my mind that have to do with September. One is Temptations' "Papa Was a Rolling Stone." And that's the beginning of that song. It was the 3rd of September. I always think of that song. And then I think of Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. That was
Don't
a great
quit your day
song.
job.
It's early in the morning, guys. Hey, wait till we have a karaoke at a fly-in sometime, man. That'd be fun. Anyway, and the third song, which I won't sing, thank you very much, is from Camelot, Julie Andrews and Richard Burton in the original Broadway play. If you can imagine Guinevere, King Arthur. But Pam said it this morning. She goes, I felt that nip in the air. Well, you know what? I got a little bit cold this morning as I was sitting here. I have bare feet, and so I just put on a pair of socks. But in the song Camelot, it always talks about how perfect Camelot is. And one of the phrases in Camelot is, "By order, summer lingers through September." In the song Camelot, "By order, summer lingers through September." Well, it's my favorite time of year. You guys mostly know that's my favorite time of year because I'm a big college football fan, and there's something about the cutting of grass and the smell of grass, and I just love fall. Our home has a lot of pictures. We have a Scopitone painting that was done, I believe, in the 50s of a fall landscape. It's one of my favorite paintings I look at. I just love, love fall. But, it's also, from a networking standpoint, the very best recruiting time of the year. And there's some key dates to remember. I always, in school, you remember 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Well, we know we got 30 days to the end of September because of that. And so I want you all to ask yourself the question for this month, will September be any different than any previous month of the year this year that you've already experienced? And what are you really this time going to do to make the month different than the previous months? Maybe it doesn't matter that much. I don't know. Maybe you really care about it, but I believe the reason you guys are on the phone is because you really do care about it. And my question is always, do you want to care about it enough that you want to change your business? So I have a question for you. Can you physically see your goals for the month of September already somewhere? I'll say that again. Can you physically see your goals for September already somewhere? In other words, can you walk into a room somewhere and see them posted, see them hanging up? I'm not talking about your goals on your iPad or your iPhone or a computer or something like that. I'm talking about hanging up somewhere where you can see them. Because if not, you're really alone in a dark room where you can't see where you're going. Have you done them? Have you written them down? Are they even completed for September? Basically, do you know on the 1st of September where you want to be on the 30th of September? I was going to say September 31st. How funny is that? If not, how can you possibly make your goal? How many times have we said a goal unseen is just a dream? You need a flashlight, guys, when you're in a dark room, or you need a light switch, or eventually you're going to stub your toe. And all of us have stubbed our toe, and we know that can really hurt. I have seen Malin in so much pain that I thought she was going to pass out when she stubbed her toe. She was on the ground. It takes a while to recover. You don't want to do that. So the real question is, are you going to flip the switch? Are you going to turn on your light? And so when you see something visually, it can stay with you like a snapshot in your mind. And so when are you going to flip the switch, guys? Because until you physically do that, you'll be kind of groping in the dark. I sent out the text this morning, with the definition of visualization. And there's two definitions, according to Oxford Dictionary, that I sent you guys. The representation of an object, situation, or set of information as a chart. And the other one, of course, is the formation of a mental image of something. I'm a huge, huge believer in visualization. And, you know, I had a goal of paying cash for a house. I've told you this story before. That text I sent out this morning with visualization, and underneath there's four little pictures. That was a picture of my house in Provo. I'm not sure if Lizzie or I know Malin, there might be a couple other people who have been to that home in Provo. But that was a home that I had a goal for when I was in my 20s. And, of course, the goal was to save enough cash to pay cash for that house. So when you look at that text, I want you to realize that that home down below is a home that I built from nothing. There wasn't anything on that lot. That home didn't exist. And so it was kind of a visualization goal. And I made a large chart to help me save money so that I could accomplish that goal. And I stuck it right up on the bathroom mirror where I could see it every day. The other day, Kristen, my daughter, called me and said, "Dad, do you remember that chart you had on your mirror that you filled in?" And they love that chart because what I did, and I, you know, I guess today you'd call it, you know, a dream board, obviously. And I know Cindy has them because she has sent copies of her dream board to me from time to time, and they work. So back then, I put up a poster board chart, and it had empty little paper blocks, like kind of like cinder blocks, I guess, I draw on this. And each time I was able to save $5,000 over time, I colored in one of those cinder blocks. And back then, I had 100 cinder blocks, paper blocks on that board. And I had a picture of a huge outdoor deck and a swimming pool which overlooked the entire valley. And guess what, guys? If you look at those pictures, oh my gosh, that deck was 2,684 square feet in the backyard. And I did the biggest parties out on that deck, July 4th parties. I'd have bands come in, perform while we had a huge Terry Staten Texas barbecue that everyone just loved. And the visualization became reality, kind of like in the movie Pretty Woman. What's your dream? And you gotta kind of visualize what's happening. So it's 30 days to the end of the month, guys. Tick tock, tick tock. It's 36 days till the fly-in. Tick tock, tick tock. It's 41 days to the Canadian Thanksgiving. I just threw that one in there for my wife because she's wonderful and makes me a great Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's 115 days till Christmas. I didn't mean to scare you guys with that. It's 122 days till 2022 is upon us and the new year. So that means, how ironic is that? 122 days is almost exactly one-third of the year. And it'll be here, guys, in a flash. The end of the month will be here. The fly-in will be here. Thanksgiving will be here. Christmas will be here. New Year's will be here. It'll all be here in a flash. So yesterday, or the day before yesterday, actually, I was asked by Cindy if I would do a short opportunity call to help close out the month. And so I did, you know, we just did it. And I talked about the simplicity of our products that are in our scientifically designed health packs. And we have simple videos as tools to help us explain everything. We trademarked the phrase science beyond testimonials. I explained that. And I talked about the simple opportunity of our business. And now we have simple videos such as ramp-up video to explain all of our prizes and our trips and our bonuses. This business should be fun for you guys to do. You know, I've been trying to recruit a person that has great experience in network marketing. She's just absolutely wonderful, a former school teacher. And I've been using all of the tools, guys, all of the tools to help get her in the business. How did I start off? I started off with one of the 90-second videos on the PACS. And that was great, and we were having conversation. And then guess what? That led to the opportunity, right? How does the opportunity work? Guess what I sent her? I sent her Malin's ramp-up video to watch because it goes through in a very simple way and explains all the benefits that we have from the company from an opportunity. Then what? What else? Then I thought, you know, she needs some backup visualization and testimonials live of our people. So what did I do? I started to send her the videos. I sent her, you know, the video of Pam, you know, talking about from our Limitless testimonial night. I just copied it, sent her the link so she could watch Pam. And then she called me and asked me questions on that. I sent her Phyllis's video last night. So what am I doing here? Drip, 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 drip. Using all the tools. I wish I had tools like that when we were building the business, other businesses, and other things. Guys, it's a simple story. We're in the biggest health crisis of our lives, of the century. Maybe one of the biggest health crises in the world. And what do we just happen to have? We just happen to have health packs that help people lose weight, help people get sleep, help people have more energy, help them have less fatigue, help them get more oxygen. Oh, my gosh. We are perfectly created as a company to do that. A little while ago, we sent out some statistics about how just during the first year of the pandemic, the average weight gain for adults was 29 pounds. The average weight gain, 67%. According to the American Psychological Association, 67% of adults are having trouble sleeping. Now, 23% of adults are drinking more alcohol. 53% are less physically active than they were prior to the pandemic. So, guys, you know, we have the perfect solution. You know, you always say, hey, if you got a problem, give me a solution. Gosh, what we did was we came up with the solution, then the problem came along. Even better. It depends on what you have to do with it. But if you're not taking advantage of having the greatest health story ever from my standpoint, that it's so easy to say, oh, I put on a little weight, you know. When I stepped on the scale, it said high score. I don't know. I mean, you know, people understand. They love the fact that you can go out there and give them something that will help. Details, details, things to do, things to get done. Don't bother me with details. Just tell me when they're done. Guys, don't bother me with anything but your success stories of how you're succeeding out in the field by just sharing the simple story of our health packs. We love you. What a great month, and, you know, what a great month for you guys to go out there and really work hard right up to the deadline. I can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate you guys trying to build your business. We're trying to support you in that effort and trying to have success. So my challenge for today is very simple. It's have you physically hung your goals somewhere where at least for the month of September, being the first day of the month, have you got them physically written out what you're going to accomplish this month? Because now we move in September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, and May before it starts to generally slow down in the months of June, July, and August. We just came out of those months, guys. This is going to be an awesome, awesome time to be in Limitless. So with that, that's your goal. Find a place to physically, stick up your goals if you haven't had them, and then let us know how you're doing. Love you guys all so much. Melinda and I just can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate each of you.